Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to factorone.io to learn more. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Amanda Yeo. Amanda is the hype woman from Philly from the Next Level Women in the Making. Speaker, podcast host of Staying Inspired, community leader of a women's networking group, Next Level Women. Amanda is going to share a BizHub about being extraordinary. So Amanda, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell me the tea.
Oh, okay, let's go. So, you know, I kind of started out through coaching and what I knew I wanted to make an impact, live out my passion and my purpose in some way, shape, or form. And I entered into that through the coaching world. And I quickly found out, although I was in my passion and my purpose, the way that I was going about trying to make my impact was not working. And the reason why was because I wasn't being authentic to me. You know, I got razzle dazzled by all of these quote unquote six figure coaches who were quote unquote successful doing the thing, you know, and I was inspired by that. I was inspired by their action that they were taking. But in the meantime, I thought that I had to literally emulate everything that they were in order to make an impact, in order to live out my passion and purpose, in order to make a difference. And I became quickly burnt out. I became quickly, showing up was a struggle. And I realized, you know, I wasn't being true and authentic to me. I wasn't sharing who I was. You know, in a world where we're inspired by so many people and the things that they do, we sometimes try to be a cookie cutter version of that person or that thing. When in reality, you know, we're not really meant to fit in. We're born to stand out. You know, so I had a talk with myself and I said, you know, Amanda, this is not fun anymore. We lost our joy in what we were doing very quickly. So what happened here? And I said to myself, well, Amanda, why don't we just try showing up as ourselves and seeing what happens? And I thought, you know what? That's a really good idea. Let's try that. And showing up became fun again. Showing up became effortless because I was being me. And I realized that, you know, in a world where you're encouraged to fit in sometimes in order to do the thing and have a seat at the table, you need to stand out. It's all about bringing who you are, knowing that that in itself is magic. And, you know, and there will always be room for you at a table, no matter what it is that you are doing, no matter how saturated that industry is. If you bring yourself and the way that you are, your true authenticity with confidence, there will always be room for you at that table. Or as I like to say, if there's not room for you at that table, you make your own table and you become the leader
yes.
in whatever it is that you're doing.
Yes, I love this. It's, you know what? Yes, people are encouraged to just fit in.
Yeah.
But whenever we are not true to ourselves, it becomes painful and it's not enjoyable. And that's where a lot of other issues come. It comes from within. And I love that phrase that you just said, that if you sit at the table and there's no room for you, you just make your own and invite other people who will fit in your table.
Yes.
Or you will just draw them. Your energy will draw them to you.
Yep. Yep.
Thank
and
you
I'm
so
all,
much.
You know, I really love the fact that, you know, when you really harness it, it, like I said, it's okay to have those sources of inspiration. But, you know, a lot of times it really boils down to just giving yourself permission to just be you and what you do. That's why I say, do you how you do you, boo. And it's just you giving yourself permission to just be authentically yourself in whatever it is that you are doing. And when you can show up 100% authentically as yourself in whatever it is that you are doing, you will shine.
Yes. I'll say this. It's okay for you to have to look up to people and have those people encourage you and inspire you. But whatever you learn from them, you can make it yours. And that will make a whole other new different thing.
Right.
And variety is like what makes the world a little more fun.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, you know, bring your razzle dazzle, your uniqueness. You know, we're all meant to be unique. We always hear that term, like, you're unique. We're individuals. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all here, and it's great to be inspired by somebody, but you can say, I really love what she's doing. That really resonates with me. How can I bring me to the table in that doing? And that's where you set yourself aside.
Powerful. Love it. Well, Amanda, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
I am all for the millennials, the millennial moms, the millennial women who are looking for that source of inspiration to get themselves going so they can break their own glass ceilings and bring their own selves authentically to the table in whatever it is that they're doing in their life and or their business. So if that is you, you can find me on Instagram, amandayoa.official. And you can also check out my podcast, Staying Inspired, on all platforms.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Amanda Yeo, for coming on and sharing her story about being extraordinary. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factor1.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.